This is Dr. Dave dictating addendum to initial consultation on Godfrey June. First name June, J-U-N-E, last name Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y. Her date of birth is August 8, 1938. Patient is seen for Dr. Audrey Morrill, M-O-R-R-I-L-L. Dear Dr. Morrill, thank you again for your referral. Mrs. Godfrey was seen on 9:20. We did not have records from Dr. Awan then. After we got the record, they were reviewed, and few things that patient did not report or knew about it were verified from his notes. New paragraph. Patient has long-standing history of iron deficiency anemia from angiodysplasia. Patient also has primary biliary cirrhosis that may be contributing to hypersplenism and subsequent anemia. Her lab, however, did show hemoglobin of 8.3, hematocrit of 24.7. Platelets were normal at 168. Her alkaline phosphatase was slightly elevated at 208. Hepatitis panel was totally negative. LDH was elevated at 284, maybe suggesting splenic destruction of the red cells. Heptoglobin was normal, suggesting no hemolytic anemia. Reticulocyte count high at 4.7, suggesting bone marrow functioning appropriately. Her iron and ferritin were normal. New paragraph. Looking at everything, my assessment is that she has primary biliary cirrhosis with hypersplenism contributing to anemia. Also, she has GI bleed intermittently from angiodysplasia contributing to the anemia. At this point, her iron level are normal because of the supplement that she's on, and her reticulocyte count suggests that she's trying to make up for the deficit by producing red cells in a heightened fashion. New paragraph. We will see the patient on follow-up and monitor her iron level as well as her bleeding causing continued anemia, and try to balance iron storage so that she stays minimally, if any, anemic. Thank you. This is a follow-up report on Godfrey June. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Audrey Morrill. Thank you.